spoke about what scenario we were locked in earlier on, a scenario of giving something in to the cleaners or the mechanic, etc. Since you're giving him a job to do, that's considered kablonis. It's not on your premises. It's not obvious that he's doing it for the Jew, and it's on the, and it's in a situation of a kablon. So since he's doing a daitin d'nafshei, he's doing it for his own work, and that's permitted. A different type of case which comes up, which is an interesting question, it comes up if a person owns a vending machine, and he has it. I have this halacha l'maisa. Somebody owns vending machines, and he has it at different factories, etc. He has a vending machine in a factory. We could assume all the workers there, the majority of the workers there, are not Jewish. It's there, and it vends on Shabbos. Is he allowed to have his machine work on Shabbos? He'll be interfacing with the goy. A goy will come on Shabbos and buy from it. Is that a problem? The modern version of that is a person has a website, which is a little more complicated. In the case of vending machine, most poskim hold that's mutter. A person has the vending machine set up. It works on its own, even though it belongs to the Jew, but it's not on his premises. If he would have a situation where it be on the Jewish premises, that would be a different type of. But the person owns a laundromat. A Jewish owner owns a laundromat. That'd be a different story, type of a story. But a case where it's not on his premises, it's working automatically. That's going to be mutter. I